Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys! Welcome back to Heard the Podcast. This is my first day back in 2024. It's March, by the way, Women's History Month, so yeah. How about that? So J-Rob is here, of course, my engineer. Shayla's here in the corner. You can't see her. But you can hear her. Make sure you on the mic. So scoot up to the mic. Anywho, okay. So yeah, I'm excited. I was on a nice hiatus getting my life together. You know how it is. You know, I'm starting not to feel bad for taking breaks and getting my mind right, because you know, when your life changes, it's just like you have to adjust, and when you get older and you know, your priorities adjust and all those things, and that's just what's been going on with me. My priorities adjusted and you know, just life happens, and that's just what that is. But I'm back because I love turning on the mic, and I love hitting record, and I love J-Rob hitting record and in the background cheesing and stuff. So here we go. A lot has gone on. It's March, and already shit went down. Like, a lot went down. Shit went down January 1st. I'm just going to, like, say a couple, like, list down, go down the line of, like, the things that happened since January 1st, 2024. So 2024 came out, just briefly, because we can just briefly. But 2024 came out swinging January 1st when Shannon Sharp dropped that Cat Williams interview, which was crazy. And I think the Cat Williams interview definitely did it for him, because ever since then he's been on up and up, and you know, everyone's been wanting to come on his podcast and all those things. Cool, right? Monique has been on his podcast. That was crazy. And you know, just everyone has been going on his podcast. And I think that, I don't know, I was never really familiar with Shannon Sharp like that, even because I guess he was looking on a CNN show at some point.
ESPN.
ESPN. What was the show called?
Undisputed.
Okay, yeah. but he always had his podcast on the side though, right?
Yeah,
but I guess since he left the show, he's been going full force with his podcast. So yeah. I don't watch none of the PNs. ESPN. Yeah. I don't even watch UPN. There ain't no UPN no more, so I don't watch none of the PNs or whatever the fuck. But Usher headlined the Super Bowl, which was crazy, because I remember on this show, I remember last year I said that I was being very honest. I was saying that I wouldn't be surprised if Usher was going to be the headliner for this year. He happened to be this year. But I was honestly like, I was down whether it was Usher or Miley Cyrus. I'm still down for a Miley Cyrus Super Bowl. I am. I'm still down. I've seen her. I love her live performances, and I feel like she is an icon. And I feel like now, like, just even with her Grammy performance that she had, her Grammy performance, and like just like her, the way she's moving now, that she's been in her that she's, you know, coming to her 30s. I feel like she's really coming into herself. Like, I always felt like Miley had different phases and stuff, and like, even though like I feel like some of her phases I didn't really agree with on like some, like, you know, on like some other type shit, but I think every phase that she's in, I feel like she's very unapologetic, and she's just very authentic in that way, in my opinion. So I do respect her for that. I think that she's really still coming into her own. I really feel like she's like really like reaching like that like icon status, like that, like, you know, like, yeah, I'm here, this is me. That's how I feel. And I love, like I said, I watch like Miley Cyrus YouTube live performances all the time. And I love her sets. I love her. I think that she could carry a Super Bowl performance. I remember when, I think, I'm not sure, I don't know if it was true or not, I heard it was a rumor that they reached out to her to perform at Super Bowl, and she was declined because they wanted her to, like, do it with someone. Like how J-Lo did it with Shakira. They wanted her to do it. And she's like, no, I can do this myself. I deserve a spot on my own. Oh my gosh, I really wanted to do this hairstyle, and the fucking headphones are like, they're trying me right now. I want to do it. I don't want to put it on my ear, because my earrings are going to stab the fuck out of me. So I got to maneuver it, but it keeps sliding down. How do you tighten this bitch up, J-Rob? I can't tighten it up. What happened to the other headphones? You can see that we have a new setup now, guys. So, you know, new year, new vibes, new setup. J-Rob decided to give me new headphones for some weird reason, not the ones that I usually am used to. I don't know why the fuck he did that. But anywho, so yeah, so Usher performed the Super Bowl. I think he did a great job. I you know, I noticed that Usher, like, he sang it live, like, live from top to bottom. He wasn't fucking playing.
Not at all.
Huh?
Not at all.
What?
He ate them up. Even Whitney Houston was lip-syncing her Super Bowl. Usher ate that shit.
Yeah, and he kept, you know, he kept, he, you know, he, mm-hmm. he, it was
you
live.
Could tell he was a little,
winded.
Yeah,
I get it.
But he ate it up.
He did eat it up, yeah. It was live. Child. It was live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bring up Alicia Keys. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Anywho, so that. And then Beyonce announced her country album, Renaissance Act 2. That's coming out. Mm-hmm. Did we all think that she was going to come with a country vibe for Act 2?
I love
Did we think that she was going to do that?
No.
What was the theory? I don't remember.
I thought she was going to do, like, an Act 2 of Renaissance, like, another...
Still like a house, like a house, like a still another one
thing. Or okay. If not, like I don't know, a rendition of something else. I never thought.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing the country stuff. I heard I remember hearing the rock rumors.
Oh no.
I think that might be Act 3. I don't know. Whatever. But I don't think that Beyonce is going to do another world tour. I think that she's going to do some sort of because it's coming out March 29th, I believe, the end of this month. So I guess we should be expecting a rollout at some point. But I don't really see her doing another world tour. I think, if anything, I think that she'll have some sort of, like, if she does perform, I think that she'll have some sort of, like, intimate situation where, like, you know, a select few people or like a nice pocket of people can come and see her somewhere. I don't know, but I don't really see her doing another world tour. Not in my opinion. I'm interested to see how she'll, like, roll out this whole country stuff. And then also, like, you know, she, ever since she came out with her two country singles, you know, of course people are discovering more black artists, more black country artists, which is great. People have seen, like, other country artists that were underground. Ever since Beyonce released her new country music, people have seen spikes in their streams, which is great. So you know this singer named Willie Jones?
No, but I saw her.
So yeah, he's Twitter. I believe he's a country. Huh?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the girl.
No, his name is Willie Jones. It's another girl named Tanner something. She's a country girl as well. I like her a lot too.
With natural hair?
No. She has like blonde hair. So you should, but you see how there's people that we can discuss. Yeah. I believe Willie Jones is a country singer. I think I heard that he had a spike in his streams. So I'm not really familiar with Willie Jones's music, but I'm familiar with him because he I watched him on. So I watched X Factor when Fifth Harmony was formed. So he was on the Fifth Harmony season, and I think that him and Normani are cousins. I'm not sure if that's a lie or not, but I heard that him and Normani are cousins. But I remember him on the X Factor. He was on X Factor the same season that Fifth Harmony was on there when they first formed as a group. So I remember him. And I believe Erin Ray was also a part of the Fifth Harmony season of X Factor as well. That's how I know Erin Ray, because he was X Factor as well. Anywho. So there's that. And then also what gagged me real bad, but it was just like, I was like giddy. You know, I really love Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. I really like Megan Thee Stallion. I like, even though I'm from like PG County, from Maryland, the DC area, whatever, I like a lot of things. I love Cali rap. That's why, like, I will like randomly defend Tyga or whoever, or YG, whoever, because like I love Cali rap. I loved NWA. I just love Cali rap. I love the whole vibe. I love the beats that come out of it. I love the production that comes out of it. I love Cali rap. I love down south shit. Like, I love Atlanta shit. I love Texas shit. I love UGK. I love like Pimp C. I love all that stuff. So I loved Megan Thee Stallion, and I love how she is a female rapper, but she's still real country trill. Like, of course, Pimp C and Bun B are her favorite rappers. Like, I love that she's like a hard ass bitch, but she's still sexy, but she can rap. Like, she can rap. You know what I'm saying? So I was already excited that she announced that, you know, she was, you know, I was already excited that she started rolling out her new music or whatever. So she's, you know, she's in the middle of rolling out, like, you know, singles and new music and stuff. And another thing that I was excited for was, you know, I love Nicki Minaj's music as well. But I always felt like, and this might be a reach, it might not be a reach, whatever. I'm going to say what I say because this is how I feel. I said what I said. I always felt like Megan Thee Stallion was someone that could, if it came to like, you know, a female rap beefs and like going bar for bar and diss for diss or whatever the fuck, I always felt like out of the new girls, I always felt like Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not saying she could defeat Nicki Minaj, and I don't think that she can. I don't know. Right, she don't have a lot of years under her belt. I feel like she, you know, she's still, you know, because Megan Thee Stallion came out like what, 2017, 2018. Mm-hmm. I feel like Megan Thee Stallion is still solidifying her place. I feel like she's still solidifying her, you know, position in this industry. But you can't deny Megan's talent. And I always felt like Megan, out of the new girls, I always felt like Megan could go toe to toe with Nicki when it came to bar for bar. I'm a rap bitch. I'm not scared. I can rap. You've seen me on the mic at radio stations freestyling. I can rap. Like, and I know that freestyling can be pre-written and things like that, but it's just the fact that you can just sit in a live studio on the radio and still rap. You know what I'm saying? And still deliver it. Because even though, like, some freestyles are pre-written or pre-planned or whatever, I feel like everyone can't just sit and do that. You know what I'm saying? And Megan can. So, yeah. So, of course, like, I know that Nicki Minaj would throw shots at Megan Thee Stallion, like, little sneak disses in her songs and stuff. And I was like, ooh, Megan, please diss Nicki Minaj in the song. Please diss her. Ooh, diss her, please. And she was like, what'd she say? You mad at Megan. You mad at Megan's life. And that, ooh, and that cut deep. So Nicki Minaj was on Twitter, was online, having a crash out online for like 3 days straight. And it was a whole big thing. She put it on this song about Megan. This is a whole big thing. But I was just so excited because I'm like, out of all the bitches, because the thing is like, I never thought that Cardi was a punk. Like, Cardi will see you and throw a shoe at you or press you out in person. But I never thought that she could actually go to, like, you know, Cardi, she did a few, like the last 2 years, she's been doing features. And I can, you know, in her features, she does, like, throw, like, little jabs about Nicki, like, oh, you need to recruit bitches for me and da 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 da. Like, she'll do her little stuff. But, like, you can't go toe to toe with Nicki when it comes to the bar for bar. Like, I know you'll press her in person if you see her. But when it comes to the music, I don't think that you can really... You can do a little... Like, I respected that she would come back in her Tomorrow 2 verse, in her Point Me 2 verse. I love the Point Me 2 verse. People say that they love Tomorrow 2's verse from Cardi B, but my favorite Cardi B feature is the Point Me 2. That was hard as fuck, in my opinion. But, like, she'll do that. But, you know... Megan is, man, you know, that's Megan Thee Stallion. She can, like, you know what I'm saying? So she, you know, she was going at Nicki in the song. She went at Drake, said, you got a BBL, you being niggas' hoods like a bad bitch. Like, it was just all these things. So I'm just like, I was like, yes. So that was a whole big thing. And I think that she'll jab at Nicki some more, her new music, and I can't wait. Anywho, so that made me really excited. So, yeah. What else happened real quick? What else happened? What else happened?
Sick ass. Huh? Oh, you talk about this year. Oh, what, have we got to this month yet?
What? Who's sick ass? What?
Diddy?
Oh, yeah.
He's sick as fuck.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack with that. I didn't want to really touch on that because that's a lot to unpack. But, like, you know, we all know about the Diddy stuff. He's getting sued left and right for all these things. You know, I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. And if it's been, you know, there's been rumors and rumblings of, you know, the things that he's done behind the scenes. And I think that, you know, what's done in the dark comes to light. And this is just what's happened. I do feel like his career might be over.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this unravels. Anywho, what else happened? Oh, yeah, new movies have been announced. I know that Zendaya has a new movie coming out called The Challengers. I'm excited for that. Dune 2 came out. I never seen Dune 1. I'm planning on seeing that as well. I've been trying to, like, I want to get, like, my movie palette, you know, up to date. So I'm excited for that. They announced that Lupita is going to be in the new Quiet Place movie. It's a prequel. Ooh. Like, it's called Quiet Place Day One or something like that. The trailer came out for that like a few weeks ago. I'm excited for that. What other movies are coming out? I'm not going to see that. No disrespect. Oh, well, I'm not really planning. I'll probably wait till it comes on Max. I'm not dissing. Let me see. What else is coming out? They I saw a trailer that they're coming out with a new Strangers prequel. Remember the movie Strangers? So there was Strangers, then Strangers 2, Pray at Night, and then they're having like the next one is going to be like a prequel, another prequel. So it's going to show like how the Strangers started, how they started killing people or whatever. So I wonder how that's going to go. I wasn't really too crazy about Strangers Part 2. There were some flaws in there I wasn't really too crazy about. But I think that the first Strangers is the scariest, in my opinion, only because, like, I think it's scarier when it's not like an ensemble cast or it's not like a big cast or like it's like not like multiple people in the movie. I think it's scariest when it's like one or two people in like a deserted house and it's like you don't know who's coming out of what room and you don't know who can, but that's why it was so scary to me, the first Strangers, because it was just the couple in that house in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, it was just so secluded. That's the scary part that really gets me, in my opinion. So, and then the Vince Staples show finally premiered. I enjoy. I've heard mixed reviews from my friends and stuff, but I really enjoyed it. I really like Vince Staples. I always thought he was had a funny personality and an interesting personality, and I think that he can go beyond rap. And I'm glad that he landed that Netflix deal, and I like the show a lot. It reminds me of Atlanta, but like in a Cali, like with a Cali twist to it. So, yeah, hopefully it gets renewed for another season. It's only five episodes, like five half hour episodes. So I'm excited for that. I'm just waiting on All American to come back out. I'm waiting for Power Book 2 Ghost to come back out. BMF just came out. I watched the first episode last night. I'm gonna just see how the season unfolds. I don't know. I feel like in some of these shows, I feel like sometimes like the writing is kind of corny. Is it the screenplay is when they is about the scripts, right? Or what's the screenplay?
Yeah, essentially the script.
Like, should I Google it? Let me Google it. Because when they say screenplay, does it mean like directing or like the actual like script? What is screenplay? Let's Google it real quick. Let me just make sure. Okay, the script of a movie or show, including acting instructions and scene directions. Okay, yeah. So I think sometimes the screenplay be kind of corny a little bit. Just like, I just feel like it gets a little lazy to me, and they just want to hurry up and say something. They want to just hurry up and like put whatever it is like in the line so they don't have to like actually act it out, if that makes sense. Well, like, this little corny shit. Like, it's just like little corny shit I be noticing when I be watching certain things. I don't know. What else? Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Came out with Kelly Rowland and Trevante Rhodes. Let me say something. Both of them are fine as fuck. Trevante is fine as fuck. I was like, you know what? This man is so fine. I was like, I Googled him. I was like, what else did he play in? Because I'm about to just watch it for no reason. I just want to look at him. Yeah. I turned on Bird Box for no reason. I kept watching it. I kept fast forwarding it to his little scenes and stuff. And like when he died in Bird Box, I cut it off after that. When he died, I just cut it off. But you know when you want to watch something real quick, you just want to see somebody, yeah, and you just fast forward to their parts, and then when they die, you just stop it before they die so you can just like get out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, huh? You're right. So I forgot that he played Mike Tyson in a Hulu limited series. I'm gonna go watch that. He's a great actor, and I forgot he was. I've always been meaning to watch Moonlight, and I will do that because he's in Moonlight.
He's in Moonlight.
Yes,
that's maybe I don't remember him. But did he have a big role?
I think so. I think he was the main character. I'm gonna watch Moonlight. He's in Moonlight. I've been meaning to watch Moonlight. Moonlight is on like Max or something. I have Max, so I'm gonna watch Moonlight just to look at him. I'm sure it's a good movie. I'm gonna watch it for the movie, but I just wanna look at him because he's so fine and chocolatey and just like he know he fine too. And then also he don't have an Instagram page, and I feel like that's kind of sexy because like what are you hiding? You know,
or like maybe he's really just down to earth and not with that Hollywood shit.
Yeah, like that's even more. That's like even more. That's like a you have like a nice mystique to you, Trevante Rhodes.
You he fine. Was. He was young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to see that. I'm just going to Google some more things you and Javante. So I just want to look at you real quick. But they need to book you some more, Javante, because you're fine. Like, I love when I love the batch of black, fine ass Hollywood men, like the Damson Idrises, the Michael B. Jordans, the Javante Rhodes. Who else? The Daniel Kaluuyas. Who else is fine? Who else is fine and black?
Hold on.
And you know, I just feel like it's something about Javante that gives Snickers bar, if you know what I mean. Think about what a Snickers bar looks like.
And it's just like
I like a nice rich vein. It's like a I like a bulging vein. A good veiny Snickers bar.
Elon Noel.
Who the fuck's that?
Who played Daniel in Insecure, like the first couple seasons?
I love him. He's on more. Some now. He's in like the Purge, the beginnings.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't see it, but I'm going to just look at him too. And stuff. Who else is fine? Kofi Cirba, as fuck. They give Snickers bar energy.
They give
a veiny Snickers bar.
Down south, change your attire.
Yeah.
Build you a house.
Just build you some shit. Like, from his bare hands type shit.
Like, your car break down on the side of the road, he fixed
I'm gonna change your tire type shit. Take the shirt off. He had the white beater underneath.
Sweat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you cold? Here's my jacket type shit. You know what I mean?
Put his jacket over the puddle so you can walk.
Yes!
That's the energy they get.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just,
a handyman. Just like a tool belt. Like a strong black. Yes. A strong glistening like, black nigga. Fine ass nigga.
Black man.
A strong black man.
Look at you and you know to shut the fuck up.
I'ma shut the fuck up. What Monique say? I'ma shut my fat ass up. What she say?
I'ma shut my fat ass up.
Say it's really giving that. Who else is fine? What's a fine light skinned man? Let me not be discriminative. What's a fine light skinned actor man? I know what some fine light skins. Michael Ealy's still fine. I don't give a fuck. He can play the same person in every movie he in. I don't give a fuck.
Serial killer in every movie.
And he in the same nigga. The same nigga every man. That's fine with me. The same pretty eyed. The same pretty eyed nigga.
Mm-hmm. I don't like no light
skinned
ones.
Who else? Ain't no light skins?
No.
Ain't no light skins out there. It gotta be some fine light skin actors.
It's like dark skin boy season, like black boy season. Like real bad.
Put the mic on. Let me see. Can I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So okay, Shayla, go ahead. Tell me how you feel about Mia Culpa. Go ahead, just do it.
I don't know. I think because
go ahead, get the lie out.
It's not a lie. I think because everybody was bashing out about it's gonna be another basic ass Tyler Perry movie, so I expected the worst watching it, and I'm watching it. I'm like, this is cute. Like, isn't that terrible? It's not like a cinematic, like a production, like you know what I'm saying, like a rollout ass movie.
I think people just had critiques about like the plots and things, because you know Tyler Perry
was a little bit all over the place, a little bit.
Oh yeah. It was just certain things that just didn't seem. So Tyler Perry is its own genre.
Yeah.
Period. Like when it comes to shows and movies, like no shade.
Yeah.
Listen, I can critique Tyler Perry all I want to, but if he called me tomorrow and say play a crackhead or play somebody crackhead auntie, I would do it. But no, so I know seriously, I'm not dead ass. But I love how he hires black actors, like he hires them and he treats them well, and you know all those things. But I just feel like Tyler Perry is its own genre, and I feel like the more that you realize that, I feel like the less you'll feel the need to critique. But my whole thing is this, right? I think that you know he does for a fact he writes all of his stuff. He's the only writer. In the credits it says written, produced, directed by Tyler Perry. He writes all the scripts for all these things. And I just feel like you know, when it comes to creating something, it's always good to have make it a collaborative experience and add in writers, and like people can say, oh, that doesn't make any sense, do it this way instead, type of thing. Because I feel like Tyler Perry, he has good plots. Like it has a lot of potential. He has good plot. So when it's like the way he executes it, it's just
he
like,
could
whoa.
Be a lot bigger than what he is. If he, like, he could be a lot bigger than
I think Tyler Perry is big.
No, but he could be like crossover big.
I think he crossed over. Isn't he a billionaire or something like that?
He is, but he hasn't crossed over out of the black community, I don't think.
Oh, no. I think they know Tyler Perry.
White people don't
Yes. He Oprah best friend. They know Tyler Perry.
Okay, but I don't think they watch his stuff. At his plays, all you see is us.
That's fine. Why do we need white validation for Eric thing?
I'm saying he could be bigger, like, as in, like...
Why does he need white audience to be big?
No, but he has his audience, and I think he's secure with that audience. That's why he doesn't get no new writers, because his audience...
No, he doesn't get new writers. I don't know why he doesn't get new writers. He needs to get new writers. He can afford it.
He said he can do it himself.
But, yeah, I mean, I can do it myself. We can do it. If I wanted to write a script, I can write it. We all can do it. We all can just do it.
He's going to eat it up anyway, so it doesn't matter. He said, I can write 10 scripts, and they'll eat it up. The audience he has, like, that he... That
we're going we're going to watch it. First of all, his core audience originated with the church auntie.
Yeah,
you
but
feel
they're
me?
Gone now. That red room scene, they were up out of there. When
the paint, the sweaty black paint. I'm just kidding, but no, I just think that like, you know, like I said before, like I feel like sometimes screenwriting can be like corny or like you know, but Tyler, it's campy. It's camp. You know what campy means, J-Rob? J-Rob's a straight guy, so he doesn't know like the lingo sometimes. You know what campy means? So campy, so when people say camp or camp, it's very camp. It's very like flamboyant, very outrageous. It's very just like over the top. That's what campy means. So like a lot of Tyler Perry's things are camp. I think that he just comes from, you know, he comes from the theater. So like in theater, of course, you have a limited space, so you have to be over the top, so people can understand the story behind things, and it's a live theoretical situation. So I think that he comes from that play theater type of situation. So I feel like it spills over into his cinematic stuff. In my opinion, just by the way, the whole screenplay is like. But I just feel like certain things were just, you know,
a bit much.
I just feel like it was just, you know, but it's campy. It's Tyler Perry, so it's just Tyler Perry. So now that I say that, it's just like, what can I critique? Because that's just him. But like, it was the fact that like the white mama was like disrespecting Kelly Rowland in front of everybody. That was weird. Because like anyone else would go off on you right there. You feel me? Or like I don't know. It was just certain things. It was a lot of different things that were missing. And I feel like if he had a team, they could just implement those things, in my opinion. It's just a lot. But everyone that he casts are really good actors. Yeah. Like Taraji, they're really good actors, but they can only do so much. And you know what I'm saying? What they get, you know what I mean?
And Tyler Perry don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't think he does either.
He would have changed it. He would have got new writers a while ago.
I watched Mea Culpa because I love Kelly Rowland. And I love Javante Rose is fine as fuck. So everybody in that fine. And they had Tyrese. I forgot that man's name. Tyrese from Sister.
Oh, he always has a job.
He's
been employed since the 90s.
Yes, period. He's fine. He's still fine. Hers, like, he is fine. You know, hold on. I'm going to put some respect in your name, sir. Hold on. I'm going to look you up, sir. Mm-mm. No, I'm going to put some respect in your name. I'm going to put some respect on your name.
He's never without a coin.
Give me one second. Ron Rico Lee.
Oh, yeah.
He did an amazing job. And Mia Cole, I think he's a great actor. Mm-hmm. I think that he's, every time I see him in something, it's so refreshing to see him, in my opinion. I don't know who the person was that played Kelly Rowland's husband. I don't know who that is. I mean, he was cool. I don't know. I just, I don't know. And I love how they had Shannon Thornton. I think it's Thornton. She played in P-Valley. Yeah. She's what's her character in P-Valley? Oh my god. Keyshawn.
Yeah.
She was in it as well. I think she's an amazing actress. I think they could have utilized her a little bit more in it, because I feel like I know she was supposed to be there for like a supporting role, but I think that I don't know. I just feel like the ending was weird. I feel like it, like, oh wow, she, spoiler alert, oh wow, she was fucking him too. Like, it is, I don't know. It's just like weird. And then they all tried to like kill Kelly Rowland in the end. It was just weird. Like, I don't know. I feel like it could have built up that way, and then she happened to be in Mexico or somewhere, and you're so and so. I'm taking a picture. Like, it's just like, you know. But then again, like, it's Tyler. It's his like It's his type of. It's his
very simple movies. There's no.
I think that he has. He has the punchline. He has the ending. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess he writes it to lead up to the punchline that he wants to say or mm-hmm. wants to do. But I feel like it'd be some screws loose on the way there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be some stuff missing on the way there. I know this is the punchline right here, mm-hmm. but it's just like a rocky road getting there. And it's like, whoa, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, shit. Okay.
Why?
Whoa, wait. They're trying to kill her? They're trying to. You trying to give her a poison, like, drink this drink, like, give her a poison drink out of nowhere, yeah. like, no, I don't want the fucking drink, bitch, no.
You're like,
I don't know.
She told her to stab, oh, yeah, she was like, the husband told her, like, he was like, stab her, and I was like, for what? Why is the other wife trying to stab her?
And then also, I know it's dramatic, but why did Kelly Rowland throw her phone in the trash after the nigga, just block him. Because didn't you already get a new phone when the girl sprayed you in the eye? So why you getting that? Why you throw that? So you gotta get a whole nother phone? Just block the number.
You already fucked him.
You already fucked the nigga.
It's over now.
Shit, like, I don't understand. I don't know. You had to throw the whole phone away?
No.
And you threw the phone away while the screen was unlocked, so people can just. What if someone walked past the trash can and get? Like, you know what I mean? It's shit like that. That'd be like.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But again, I'm not even listen.
Tyler Perry.
I would listen if he came to me and said, "Oh, I love your personality, Danielle. We should, yeah, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll be somebody cracked out auntie. I will. I sure will. Yep, I'll be somebody's serial killer. I sure will do it. I will do it. And then talk shit about me. Talk shit about me and Tyler Perry movie. I don't give a fuck. I was in the motherfucking Tyler Perry movie, bitch. So and were you? Were you, bitch? Were you in the Tyler Perry movie? Exactly. The fuck? I don't care if the shit ain't made no fucking sense. I was in a Tyler Perry production. I don't know. I just feel like, even like with, real quick, I was, me and Shayla have like a cousin group chat. It's me, her sister, and my sister's in a group chat.
Oh, Lord.
And they was laughing at me because like, I don't watch, sisters and brother and his shows and stuff like that. The Oval is crazy. The Oval is so outrageous. It's crazy. I think I was on here and I told y'all that it was crazy.
It's literally
like a scandal ripoff. Like it's literally that. And he'll sprinkle in his like Tyler Perry seasonings in it and like, you know what I'm saying? But it's so over the top. Like it's so ridiculous.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous. I'm like, oh hell no. But you know what made me almost throw my remote to the TV? Sisters. I was like, oh hell no. Oh hell. It was a part where like I guess the nigga they had a fight in the hospital, the nigga hit the nigga in the face, and the nigga twirled and fell out. Like he was like he was a cartoon character. Like he did like a spin. Like he was like ah, and it's not. I'm not lying to you. Ah, and it spinned and it fell out. Crazy, like a cartoon character.
Tyler Perry show. It's a series.
Yeah. So it's like and just like I said, I'm not like he's a successful black man. It just catches me off guard. The you know how things be playing out or whatever. I'm not gonna get too much into that. I mean, I'm sure Tyler Perry has heard these critiques and stuff like that. I'm happy that Kelly Rowland got a leading role in a Tyler Perry production. I love that for her. And, you know, I think that y'all are very disrespectful and very late that y'all keep bringing up Beyonce in a Kelly Rowland interview. I just feel like it's just like, I don't feel bad for her. I mean, I don't like saying I feel bad for, first of all, Kelly Rowland is a very successful solo artist. She had major success overseas. Remember those she had like an overseas run. She's beautiful. She has an amazing mm-hmm. voice. She has had like hits on her own. She has cultural hits like Dilemma is like will yeah. never get. That's an iconic song. Motivation is one of her. I love Motivation.
Yeah.
I love her. So, like, I love her. You know, so it's like, I don't like saying I feel bad for her because I feel like me saying I feel bad for Kelly Rowland is, like, discrediting the things that she's accomplished.
No.
And this is, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, like, for me, I don't like saying that about her because I feel like that's discrediting her. And I would never say that about Michelle Williams either because Michelle Williams, at the end of the day, Michelle, you know, they hired Michelle to be in the group because she's talented. And honestly, like, I think that a lot of times, a lot of the songs that, you know, I think a lot of times Michelle had the best part in the song. And, you know, also I love that Michelle has a very distinctive voice and you know it's her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a, like, when you have a distinctive voice in anything when it comes to rapping or singing, I feel like that's a gift. You have a very distinctive voice. And, I think that all of the ladies have had their own individual success, but yeah, I just feel like it's just like so disrespectful as a journalist. Like, even with, like, you know, why would you sit there and bring up Beyonce in the Kelly Rowland interview when she's clearly trying to promote her own thing? Like, I know you want to know about that. Like, you think that, so you just want to sit here and ask, so you think that me, Kelly Rowland, I'm going to tell you the Beyonce tea? You think I'm going to tell the secrets of Beyonce? Like, you think I'm going to do that on your show? No. So why are you asking me? It's weird. It's awkward. It's fuck. I'm here to promote a fucking movie. Mea culpa. You know what I'm saying? So, I just, you know. What you gotta say, Taylor?
I don't even remember now. What'd
you say?
I feel bad that, like, she's trying to do, like, when you say, like, oh, I worked so hard on this project, and then you're coming to me asking me about my sister. Like, you came and told me about my, like, every time I'm overshadowed.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Sidebar. Another thing about Tyler Perry that's crazy to me is that, like, he'll shoot these things in like 7 days. So they shot me a couple of that movie in 10 days. I knew it. He shoots things in a week. That should tell you, you know. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying.
This should be five days. But go ahead.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
You were saying that I'm in this movie and why are you asking me about my sister?
Yeah, like I'm saying I feel bad for her because anytime she tries to do anything, they always ask her about Beyonce. It's like, it's low-key discrediting her, but like you said, she does have her own hits. She's successful in her own right, but I think I would feel away if every time I try to do something, you bringing up Beyonce.
I can see if you're asking about a Destiny's Child question, because I think that you'll ask Beyonce that too.
Yeah.
But like just asking me straight up about Beyonce is crazy,
like,
to me.
Ask me about me, my movie. Like,
yeah, it's like, you want to see it. But also, like, I'm messy too. Like, I'm messy. So like, I'm messy. So like, of course I'm gonna ask, like say Megan Thee Stallion sitting here right now, right? And I hope this happens in real life, but like, I'm gonna give an example. I wouldn't do this to her, but like, I would do this. And so, I'm just giving an example. Just follow me. So, you, this Nicki Minaj, right? You said Megan's Law, whatever, fuck. You sitting right here in my face. I'm a sneak in a little question about, you know, I'm a sneak something in there, but you know, it's gonna be real, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so Beyonce's doing country music and da da da. So is there a Destiny's Child reunion? Da da da. And then also, it was at one point they were straight up saying like, yeah, how does it feel to always be second fiddle or second hand or the sidekick to Beyonce? And they were straight up just asked that. I'm like, are you fucking dumb?
Yeah, it has to be. Also, whoever her team is, or like, they should have a set of questions. Like, you cannot ask her these questions.
I was surprised that, like, Big Tigger did that, because he's such a seasoned journalist. He's a seasoned, like, guy. He really did. I'm like, wow, Tigger, you really gonna do that?
If I was Kelly Rowland, call me if you need me. But if I'm on your PR team, they have a set of questions that they can ask you.
But sometimes that doesn't matter.
I know, but even still, once you ask that question, interview's over. Sorry. That's it. We're done.
Okay, so... There, I think, first of all, I'm like, is March like the month of music? Because everyone's releasing in March and everyone is announcing releases in March. I screamed of excitement. If you guys have been watching this show, you know I screamed of excitement when Normani posted that album cover.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm
just tired of Normani, like, giving us a little... Like a little, you know.
What?
Like a little taste, and then she's gone.
Let me unpack.
Go ahead.
So I scream with excitement. I'm like, oh my god, because I love Normani. Like I I watched X Factor. I stopped watching after her season, but I saw how she came about from X Factor, and then the group, and things like that. And I always loved her in the group, and all those good things. And I loved her solo, like her solo, you know, whatever. But anyway, so she released her album cover art, and she said that, yes, I'm back. I am dropping my album this year. We're still waiting on a date, but she is dropping an album this year. I think you should drop it soon, because Beyonce coming, Ariana Grande coming, they all coming in March, and I don't know if you wait till that, but I don't know, sister, but I still care, but, you know, whatever. Just kidding. But no, But I, yes, I was excited. Yes, yes, yes. So she has been doing interviews with publications. I think she just covered that magazine, Who, What, Where, or something like that. And she was talking about why she left for a while. Shayla, I'm telling you. Uh-huh. So she revealed that, and I heard this before, but she revealed that both of her parents happened to be diagnosed with cancer. Oh. So she was in a, you know, she was like, fuck this shit right now. I want to be with my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck this shit. So I totally understand that. And I have, you know, like I said, if you guys watch the show, you know that I love Normani, and I've had like instances, like I have some of my like highest video clips are about Normani on YouTube and stuff. And I'm like, damn girl, why you da 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 da? And I would critique her leaving and coming back, and you know, but like this is like, you know, your mental health. Like I said, I was gone from this mic, and like, you know, I had to get my mind right. So I understand, and like, you know, your family comes first. And she's like, you know, she was like, you know, like fuck this shit. I want to be with my family. You know what I mean? So, but she's back, and I'm excited for that. And I'm really excited. And, you know, I think that she has, like, such a star quality. Like, she still trends on Twitter for no reason. She has a fan. She has a legitimate fan base. And I think that we're all rooting for her. I know that she, I think I talked about how, like, she has a whole bunch of leaked songs on YouTube. You know about that? Yeah. And, like, a lot of them sound really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear the new music from her. And who else? Beyonce says she's having new music out. Megan Thee Stallion says she's having new music out. Chloe just released a song called FYS, Fuck Your Status. That sounds pretty good. Very, like, you know, R&B. I need to listen to it again. I never really was a Ryan Destiny music fan. I always enjoyed her as an actress and things like that. I know she's musically talented, but this song that she just came out, I think it was called I think it's called, the new Ryan Destiny song is called How Your Hands Feel. The video just came out for it. I didn't watch it yet, but I love the song. Really? I love it. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, what's this about? Because I'm, okay, so like Ryan Destiny, she seems very like mellow. And, you know, sometimes for me, if you're too mellow, I feel like it bores me sometimes. So it'll lose my interest. But I really love this song, and I'm gonna watch the video. But I really love that, and I wanna see what else she comes out with. And I know someone else that I really enjoy. I really enjoy Josh Levi. Check him out. I think, was he on X Factor as well? He wasn't on the Normani season, I don't think, but I think he did do X Factor at some point. But yeah, Josh Levi, he's an R&B singer. Like, he has like, I don't know. So I don't know. You know, everyone has like their own twist on certain things. There's like a certain aesthetic when it comes to certain R&B. I don't know if I would call him alt R&B or like R&B, or I don't know, but he's very, like, you know, he there's a certain R&B style that him and, you know, Ryan Destiny sometimes, and, like, you know, certain people fall into. Even like SZA is like her own type of R&B type of situation, you know what I mean? Even Summer Walker, I feel like Summer Walker, she has her own twist to like her R&B side. So I feel like everyone has like their own identity to, like, it's like another, there's like a subgenre of R&B that's like really, you know, popular, getting, you know, popular and stuff. Yeah, I really enjoy him. I think he's a very talented dancer. I want to see, well, you know, what more comes from him. I love Aaron Ray. I think the very first episode of this podcast, I remember talking about Aaron Ray. I still love his music. I love his vibe. I love his music. I think he's a true artist. What else? Who else had new music come out? I don't know. I think I have a couple of music predictions. I thought it was interesting that Chloe put out a solo song, because I think that Chloe and Halle are coming back this year, I think, as a duo, as a group.
You think so?
I think so, too. Because I was going to be like, I thought, because Halle just had her baby, and I thought that they were going to have her solo album come out and then do Chloe and Halle again, and then have Chloe do her solo thing. But maybe Chloe is just releasing as a buzz single, maybe, or maybe they'll still have a project come out, and they'll have like their own solo songs on the project. I'm never against like a group like branching off and then coming back. I feel like people doing solo things it always helps, like, you know, in my opinion. Kanye West came out with a new collab album with Ty Dolla $ign. I enjoy it. What you think, J-Rob? You like it? It was a good album. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It was a lot of drama with that, with the sample clearing and things like that, but I enjoy the album. I just think that, everyone is, Cardi B dropped a song called Like What Freestyle. I'm not really a fan of it. But she talked about how she was nervous to release music because her debut album was so successful. She has like diamond songs, and all, her debut album has it has either diamond or platinum songs, multiple platinum songs on, you know, on her first album. And she hasn't released the album since. She's been doing singles and maybe some features here and there. But she's been talking about how she's scared to release music. But now she is, you know, she said, fuck it, I'm about to release it. I don't care what nobody says, I'm releasing this music. I'm not really a fan of this song that she put out. I think that it kind of fell flat to me. I'm going to wait and see what else she comes up with. But I think that everyone is putting their, I don't know. Since it's been a new year, of course, everyone, like, it's a new year, so people treat it as a reset, which is, you know, why not? Like, do the same thing. But I just have a really good feeling about this year. I don't know that, or like a feeling of like people are just being resilient or like fearless. I feel like everyone this year is just putting their best foot forward, in my opinion, whether you like it or not. I feel like people are being more transparent. I saw this article. That Sweetie talked to Allure magazine. Let me pull it up. And she was very transparent about some things. Because, you know, Sweetie has been out since 2017, and, you know, people talk about how Sweetie can't rap and she's trash and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, talking about celebrities and stuff can be fun here and there, but, like, you know, they're real people, and, you know, these things actually affect real people, and they see these things, even if it is true or if it's critical or whatever. Because she just dropped a song called Richtivities. I'm not really a fan of that song either. I don't know, because I used to really defend Sweetie real hard, real, real hard. And J-Rob knows. And because, like, she was a new artist and things like that. But I feel like now, so she's been out since 2017. And now it's 2024. And she's released, like, little side projects or whatever, or, like, you know, little cute things. But she has yet to release a debut album. And I think that I've critiqued her on my own as well, because I'm like, damn, girl, like, I feel like certain things, you haven't progressed in certain ways, in my opinion, since 2017. Like, I defended you back in 2017 because, you know, whatever, but, like, it's 2024. Like, why is this not, you know, it's just not really, I feel like sometimes, I don't know if it's like the right people not telling her that doesn't sound right, or I don't know. But sometimes I don't really care for a lot of her musical decisions lately. That's just my opinion. That's all. I'm not bashing her at all. I'm just saying that. And I just feel like, damn, like, where is the growth in these certain areas with you? So there was a whole drama about, she released that project, The Single Life, like, that was around the time with the whole Migos drama, and, like, you know, I feel like that was released in bad timing. So I look so dumb with these fucking headphones on my fucking head. I'm gonna have to edit this shit down so bad, because I've been touching my headphones. It's sliding off, ain't it? But it would look stupid when it's sliding off. So, you know, that was bad. I feel like in her career, there's been a lot of, like, bad decisions that really, like, impacted her real bad, like, real bad. But she just dropped a song called Richtivities, and she's been doing her own press run, you know, her own, you know, getting magazine covers and being interviewed and stuff. So one of the things that she said that just actually came out today, she spoke with Allure magazine, I believe, and the headline is, you know, she felt like no one was, I'm going to read it, but she said that no one was caring about her music. So this is what she says. So it says, this is from Spiritual World. It says, Sweetie announced her debut album, Pretty Bitch Music, a while ago now. She has admitted the real reason it is taking so long. So remember, she has been announcing this debut album for years now and never came out. So she says to Allure magazine, I just feel like no one was caring about my music. To me, music is sacred. It's coming from your spirit. You can't just go finish an album in a week. That's why it's taking me so long. That's why I haven't dropped an album yet. the record was originally intended to drop in 2021. However, she announced she was delaying it to reconstruct some songs, which is no problem. Like, you know, you're an artist. You think that you can do better. Go ahead and fix it up. Whatever, right? She says, Sweetie went on to admit she felt like her everyday move was scrutinized and that she had given up on herself and felt like quitting, which is real. I can see that because everyone was just dogging her out, you know? She said, I don't mean to dampen the mood, but this is realistically how my career has been. We were constantly criticized for every drop. She was. I was just very insecure. I'm a confident woman, but I was a very insecure artist. That is very, I feel like that's very transparent, and I can see that. I think that that's true. Like, she's a very confident woman. You're a beautiful woman, period. That's undeniable. But you're an insecure artist. I get it, because, like, she's, out of the girls, you know, she may not be the best artist. I'm going to get to that in a second. She says, there's been a lot of times these past couple of years where I've given up on myself. Whether people knew about that or not, I just felt myself giving up, and I don't want to do that anymore. Sweetie says her music is continuously evolving. Okay, so that I respect her for that. I think that was very transparent. I think that was, it wasn't no BS. I think that was very transparent, because you have been announcing this album and it never came out. Because in my opinion, I felt like, you know, in my mind, when an album doesn't come out and you keep announcing it, but it doesn't come out, it means it's not good. Right. Yeah, no, seriously, it means it's just not good. Because why isn't it out? You know what I mean? Because, like, because Sweetie and Megan came out at the same time, right? Megan had, what, three, four albums since 2017. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand, you know, because I feel like, you know, Sweetie isn't the best rapper. And I was, okay, so she's not the best rapper, right? And I think, okay. How can I say this? Okay. Hold on, no. I'm thinking, see, this is me evolving. I'm 30 years old. I'm thinking before I speak. Okay? Okay. Okay, so, okay. I was arguing with somebody on Twitter, one of my friends. We love to argue, whatever, back and forth. It's almost like a solution, you know, how, like, you guys, like, argue about sports and shit, and, like, you know, me and my girls argue about fucking rap, female rap bitches or whatever, right? So, whatever. So, I was talking to one of my friends, who was arguing with, back and forth on Twitter, and even Sweetie had actually clapped back at a fan, like, last week, and they said the song was mid, her new song was mid or whatever, and Sweetie said, there's a lot of mid music out now, maybe I'll fit in, right? A clapback, cool. Like, I get it, you build tough skin because people are going to say you're trash, because you're used to it by now, right? So, that was interesting. And, like I said before, I used to be a sweetie defender. You know what I mean? She's a nice girl. I met her before. She's a nice girl. She probably don't remember me, but she's nice. She met a fan. I was a fan. Whatever. I'm a fan. But, so she was saying, like, there's another mid music out. And then, so, one of my friends, Monica was like, no, like, you know, she's fine. Like, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of mid girls out, you know, whatever, right? So my whole thing was this, right? Yeah, there's a lot of mediocre rappers out right now, right? But it's not always about the, it's about something about you. It's either your voice or the way you deliver. It's something about you that's captivating, that makes it sound good. Like I said before, I don't care if Cardi don't write none of her raps. If it sounds good, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Does it sound good? Great. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you can bring up Ice Spice and Sexy Red as being trash rappers, but at the end of the day, they sound good. You know what I'm saying? They sound good. My issue with Sweetie is the lyrics are a little bit basic. Cool, right? Ice Spice has basic lyrics. Sexy Red has basic lyrics. All these people, even guys have basic lyrics. My thing is this. My issue is the delivery. I feel like sometimes her delivery is a bit awkward. It doesn't sound good when she raps sometimes. That's my problem. I think the delivery is off sometimes. It doesn't sound good. Like Playboi Carti, right? He's a big star, and he's not very lyrical at all. But it's something about his voice that makes the song sound good, right? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, even with, like who else is a mid guy? I don't know. Any nigga. Because it's a lot of mid-ass niggas out that's not really rapping like that for real. But it sounds good. Like, your voice sounds good to me. You know what I'm saying? People could say, like, people used to say Future can't rap. I feel like Future can't rap, but whatever. Like, either way, like, it's something about Future's voice being on your song that just makes the song better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So like even if the rap is like ABC 1 2 3, how does it sound when you say it though? You know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. So if I say like, oh, this is trash, it's trash because I don't like the way it sounds because I'm listening to it. That's my whole point. That's when I was making with Monica. Like, you keep saying mid this, mid that. Ice Spice came right, da 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 da. But Ice Spice makes you feel something when her songs, when she's rapping it. Like, either way, like, you repeat that. You think you the shit, bitch? You ain't even a fart. Like, what? I'm not the fart, bitch. What?
Anybody else, if I would have rapped that, it would have sounded trash.
Horrible. Yeah. But it's like the New York shit. Yeah. It's like the, and then, first of all, Ice Spice will be nothing without Riot, in my opinion. Yeah. Argue with your mama. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all I'm saying when it comes to her. And I feel like I'm glad that she's transparent because that's real. That's real. But like I said before, I feel like this year, people are putting their best foot forward. Yo, Mike, it, fuck you. I don't care. I want to be a rapper. This is what I want to do. And she's realizing her flaws, and she's accounting, being accountable about it. But she says, "Fuck it, someone's gonna like it," because there's something about Sweetie that still is, there's still a quality there. I don't know. It's not the music though. In my opinion, it's not the music. I think she's beautiful, and I think that she knows how to sell things. I think she's a really good influencer. Yeah. I think that her past successes, because she has platinum plaques, but I think it was because of the sample. It was either the sample that was really popular or the person you had on your song that carried the song. Like, I feel like Best Friend with Doja Cat, I feel like Doja Cat carried that song. Tap In, that sample was crazy. Yeah. Icy Girl, the sample was crazy. My Type, the sample was crazy. Back to the Streets, Jhené Aiko ate that up. You know what I'm saying? And I think, though, no, Sweetie slid on Back to the Streets, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Sweetie did her thing on Back to the Streets. But, it's just certain things like that. Yeah. That's how I feel. But I really respect her being transparent. And I think that being transparent as an artist, being like, because, you being an artist and you depend on consumers to, consume your shit. And that's how you become successful on who, because at the end of the day, the audience decides. You can say Sexy Red can't rap, but at the end of the day, she's selling out her tours and concerts and people buying her music, people rapping ski. She got niggas rapping her songs. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, the audience decides. And I feel like, she said she felt like giving up because, the audience wasn't given. The audience wasn't really giving into it. Like, she has her Icy Girl, like, fan base and stuff. But the audience, it wasn't really given. Because you would have had an album out by now. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
You know what I mean? That's true. Megan be going through a lot of shit. She went through a lot of shit. But you know what you can't say though. You know what you can call her a liar. You can call her a hoe. She slept with her best friend's man. Even though, I'm sure he was probably dating Kelsey, but he tried to fuck Kylie Jenner in front of both of y'all. So was he really her man like that? Whatever. Anyway, you can say she's a snake. You know what you can't say? Huh? Would you?
She can't rap.
You can't say that because you're lying. Even when Nikki said it, Nikki, you lying. Nikki said you can't rap. You want to be Pimp C so bad. You can't rap. Nikki. She can rap. Now, you was calling her a hoe. I was with you a little bit. But you saying she can't rap is crazy. You're crazy.
Because Megan can.
Like saying Megan Thee Stallion can't rap is factually false. Yeah. that's a factual lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. No. No, you can't say that. You can't even say Lotto can't rap. Lotto can rap. Can she make a good song? I don't know. Now, I don't know.
She can rap.
You know what I'm saying? But can she rap, though? Yeah, but when it comes to her songs, it kind of, for me, it kind of falls flat sometimes, a little bit to me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But can you say that she can't rap? No. You can't say that because you're lying. So, yeah. Like I said, I respect the transparency, I respect the honesty, and I respect that you're saying, yeah, I may not be that good, yeah, whatever, 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 but I want to do this, and I'm going to fucking do it. I fuck with that shit. So that's how I feel. Anything that popped out to you this year so far, Shay, that you wanted to discuss real quick before we close out? Like I said, I didn't have really anything a lot,
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing ever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes. So I am putting my best foot forward this year. We're in a new room, a new vibe. We're in a new room, so it's going to be on some new vibes. I'm just trying to structure my life. Like I said, it won't be perfect this year. I'm not perfect, but I am. I'm trying. I'm putting my best foot forward. I'm also an artist. Like this is an art to me. Like podcasting and speaking, that's an art. I'm an actual artist. I'm a graphic designer. I put my best foot forward, and I understand as an artist, you're sensitive about your shit, and I am as well. But I think that if I remain transparent and I remain accountable and I address my flaws or my shortcomings and I persevere for I think I'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
You will be.
Yeah. I would love to, I would love to be in some sort of like, I was an extra in Wale's video last year. You saw that?
I did. How did that come about? Why don't you choose those connections?
Huh?
I said, how did that come about?
Oh, those connections. Dante, because I know folks around here. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the nigga that was helping with the video, he's like, damn, you want to be in Wale video real quick? I said, yeah, I want to be in Wale video. What the heck was like, yeah, I'm gonna be in Wale video. Wale is really nice.
Is he?
He's the same. He's my height.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news.
That was right. I thought he was a tall nigga. I mean, he ain't short, but he my height. You know who else is short though? Charlamagne. I met Charlamagne. Charlamagne's short.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would love to be an extra in other videos.
What did you do as an extra? Like, how was that?
I was on a fake date. At the table. If y'all go watch Wale's video, Max Julian. Mm-hmm. I was on a fake date. We were in the Queensway restaurant, and I think it's like Laurel or Highsville somewhere. And I was on a fake date. You know, everybody was on a fake date or whatever. And then Foggy Raw was in it too. And then a fight broke out. I was one of the people that was recording the fight. And yeah, I was an extra. And it was giving. Listen, I was an extra, but it was very much giving Viola Davis. Don't play with me.
Period.
Don't play with me. Yeah, I'm on a fake date. Yeah, I'm on a fake date for real. And yep, yeah, I was giving Viola Davis, and off in the corner, I was giving very much Viola Davis. Put your best foot forward. That's the theme of the theme of the year is put your best foot forward. I just posted some new pics on my Instagram page, guys. Make sure you guys follow my podcast page, Heard the Podcast, HERD the Podcast. You can follow my main page as well. If you're a real fan, go ahead and find it. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, HERD the Podcast. That's on YouTube. We are on all podcast streaming platforms. Make sure you guys tune in to, go ahead and stream those up. And yeah, put my best foot forward. And anything that you wanted to pledge for the new year, Shayla, since it's Women's History Month, and it's been three months now into the new year. And hold on, another thing too is like when it comes to these new years and when a new year starts and stuff, don't feel bad that you don't have it down pat in January, because honestly, January is the trial run. Okay, January is the trial run. You set your goals December, and you say you want to get that. You want to start being this way, and then January you have some hiccups or whatever in January. That's fine, because January is the trial run, and then February come around, you know the mistakes you made in January, so you correct them in February. In February, you still making mistakes, but that's fine, because in March, you know what you motherfucking doing. Go ahead.
For this year for me is probably like
what?
Scared money don't make no money.
What that mean?
It means
you like, better have OnlyFans or something?
No.
What that
so
mean?
So like I don't know. Just doing new shit to get new results.
Okay.
Scared, doing different shit.
Okay. Okay.
To get different results.
Okay.
To go different places.
Okay.
To accomplish different things.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. I fuck with that. Well, all right, guys. I'm excited for this new year. I'm going to have a lot of new interviews. I'm going to have a lot of new guests on here, guest co-hosts probably. Hopefully, I get booked for some more hostings. I loved, shout out to Oak Slice. I did her hosting last year. I think it was, what month was that? October, November, something like that. I hosted one of her events, Inner Circle. That was a great, I had a blast. I would love to host some more events or whatever. I'm happy about that. So, thanks for tuning in to Heard the Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny, and yeah, and Shayla, shout out to Shayla for off to the side.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to J-Rob. We're in a new room, new vibes, and let's see what happens. All right.
Forward to you.
All right, bye, guys.